Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us on Let's Talk About It, we have a Jamestown Zonta member, Pam Phillips, joining us. And Pam, welcome to our show.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Hey, we appreciate you taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Very exciting time to be a Zonta Club member or involved with the Zonta Club. The second annual Outstanding Women Leadership Brunch is coming up.
Yes.
Very huge award ceremony. It was very well attended last year, too.
Yes, it was.
And we're going to talk about that.
Yep.
But for those, our listeners maybe who are unaware of what the Zonta Club is, do you want to kind of tell us about that?
The Zonta Club is an international women's organization working on the empowering and betterment of women all over the world. The mission of Zonta International is to lead global organization of professionals empowering women worldwide through service and advocacy. The vision of the group is that women's rights are human rights, and every woman is able to achieve her full potential. In such a world, women have access to all resources and are represented in decision-making positions on an equal basis with men. In such a world, no woman lives in fear of violence. Wow. And we know how violence is in the underdeveloped countries. And that's where we go, you know, Rwanda, Afghanistan, Albania, those kinds of places. Yeah. We work on improving women's status in those things.
Wow.
So the overall theme of Zonta International is empowering women through service and advocacy.
And what a mission too, especially in the time that we're living in right now.
Yes. We have a group in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. They go to Haiti a couple times a year.
Yeah.
And they have developed incubator businesses down there for women. They loaned women $200. Now $200 in Haiti is a lot of money.
Yeah, right.
And these women buy resources to make things and to sell things, and they better themselves and their families. And then the Cape Girardeau also does some doctor things. They do some dental and checkup kinds of things. So they're down there, and that's just one example of where this organization is. And we are fortunate. We have a presence at the UN. We don't have a seat at the table, but we have a presence. Zonta International has been involved in the UN for decades.
Goodness.
And so we get UNICEF and other UNICEF is one most
a big
people,
one. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we are seen as an empowerment and the worker bees.
Yeah, I like that. I like the worker bees. Pam Phillips again, Jamestown Zonta Club member, joining us here on Let's Talk About It. So Pam, let's get right into it. Second annual Outstanding Women Leadership Brunch. Held one last year, and fantastic event for great women in our community recognized.
Yeah, it was just cool. Now, last year we had Heidi Heitkamp as our speaker, and I haven't secured our speaker yet. I'm still waiting.
Working on that.
I'm waiting for the email or the text or something saying that she's coming, but we try to get a woman who is outstanding in her own field and can help us with some leadership tips. And Heidi Heitkamp,
that's pretty good.
That was pretty good. For the first run out of the box, it was great to have her here. But she's so genuine, and she did speak well to the crowd and to women's issues, and it was great. So I'm looking forward for the same kind of thing this year from another person.
Awesome.
So, but it's a great event, and you get fed. It is a brunch. So Emma Rosie's catering. She's going to do a brunch, and I don't know what she's got on tap for this year. I said it couldn't be the same as last year, although last year's was really good.
Got to change it up a little bit.
Quiche or something like that. Yeah, we're going to change it up a little bit, So she's going to do that. And we try to promote women in business also. We're having our programs and things printed at Two Rivers Printing, and that's Marlene Wiest and Lori Zimney. They're the owners of that business.
Yeah.
And of course, Dower's Trophies is going to do our trophy, and that's Dick and Judy Dower. And Riddle's Jewelry is going to sell our tickets.
Oh my gosh.
And that's Shirley Jackson. And the tickets are $20 a piece.
Okay.
Who else do we? Having it out at the bunker, the bunker is part of the Park and Rec, and there are women employed by Park and Rec.
Absolutely,
we try to spread the recognition around for as many people as we can in the community.
Absolutely. Pam Phillips, Jamestown Zonta Club member, joining us on Let's Talk. So the second annual event's going to be Saturday, March 25th. Should we talk about the 2016 winners, Pam? You want to recognize them really quick?
Yes. In 2016, we recognized four people. Joan Morris from AgriCover, Lynn Talley from Safe Shelter, Elizabeth Kapp from the University of Jamestown, and Dr. Michelle Solinsky from the University of Jamestown.
Yeah.
And each one of those ladies spoke about their leadership role in the community, and it was just cool.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
It was just cool.
It was awesome.
You know, you walked out of there thinking, you know, I can just do darn near anything.
And that's what you guys are looking for, those
exactly.
women who can empower and inspire.
Absolutely.
So that's what you're here today to talk about, Pam. You want to get some people to nominate some of those ladies, outstanding women in our area.
Right.
Yeah.
The nomination application is available online at zontaowlaward@gmail.com. Now that's spelled zontaowlaward@gmail.com. It's all one. There's no spaces.
It
says Zonta OWL because the acronym for Outstanding Women Leaders is OWL.
I like that.
And there's nothing wiser, I don't think, than OWL, except my grandmother. My grandmother was wise as an owl. But
it all goes in circles. I like it.
It does. Yeah. You know, owls are wise. So the acronym that we use within the club is the OWL Award, but it's Outstanding Women Leaders.
Wonderful. So that amazing, really. And it's not just Jamestown. I see it as Stutsman County.
It's Stutsman County. Yeah. So if the person works or lives in Stutsman County. And we want nominations to come from everybody. If you've got somebody in your church, in your business, in the community that you know does a great job and never gets recognized, that's the person you want to nominate.
Yes.
And you don't have to be anybody special to nominate. You just have to have a passion to nominate this person and see where it goes. And every nomination, then we send out to the nominee another form that they fill out with what they've done and what's going on. So I know the window is kind of short because the brunch is the 25th and we want nominations by the 16th of March. But you know what? If I gave more time, people would forget.
Yeah.
So don't forget.
Yeah, or they'd put it off. And that's not what you want.
Yes, that's true. And if you don't have a computer and you want to nominate somebody, you call me.
Okay.
And my phone number is 252-8417.
Got it.
And I will get you a nomination form. I don't want the internet to be a hindrance to this, you know.
Right. It should be open to everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah,
there's
absolutely.
Lots of great women leaders in this area, and they're unsung heroes. Well, you know how women are.
Oh, yeah.
I hate to pat myself on the back, but, you know, women just keep going like the Energizer Bunny.
It's true.
And they get stuff done, and they get it done efficiently and well, and it's always wonderful. So let's recognize some of those women.
Absolutely.
They're important to our community.
I agree 100%, Pam. And just to kind of add on to that, I love how you put it too. You know, how often does a person hear or say in the community, she does so much and she does this and that.
Absolutely.
Those are the ladies that we want to recognize, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That's exactly it. So Zonta Club member with Jamestown Zonta Club member, Pam Phillips here on Let's Talk About It. So nominate those ladies. You have until March 16th. And then can they buy tickets up to the event from Riddles Jewelry, Pam?
They can, probably up until the day of the event.
Okay.
They don't have the tickets yet because they're still at the printer. But they will have tickets by the middle of next week.
Got it.
Okay, but they're $20 and I will have tickets at the door, but don't necessarily wait till the door because I have to plan and I have to know how much food because, you know, I can only eat one plate worth of food. Well, depending on what it is, probably could eat two. But anyway, we kind of have to know how many are coming. So if you can't get your tickets ahead of time and you have to buy your tickets at the door, call me 252-8417 and I will save tickets for you.
Perfect. Lots of ways to get involved with this. You can register, you can attend the event, and it's just a great, great cause, a great recognition event for those ladies in our community.
Yep.
So,
and locally, Jamestown, we sponsor Safe Shelter.
Yes.
And we sponsor some... now you know my name. My mind is going blank. But we also empower women in the community by doing different things. So I don't want people to think that you know the money's leaving town because it's not.
No, it stays here.
Yeah, we move it around the community.
Wonderful. Pam, anything else you wanted to throw out there about the event or about Zonta Club?
No, just nominate.
Yes.
If you're sitting there listening to this and you think, you know, she does a lot. And it is women. We're empowering yes. women. So I yeah. know there's a lot of men that do a lot of wonderful things too. Mm-hmm. But this is to recognize women. So if you've got somebody that you think is deserving of this award, nominate them.
Yes.
By the 16th of March. Perfect. At ZontaOwlAward@gmail.com.
Yep, or call 252-8417.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Pam, we really appreciate it. Thanks for joining us.
This has been fun. Thank you.